Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline now at 7:37, where we're joined by ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. We know it was gut-wrenching testimony of those four Capitol Police officers this week, and really that million-dollar question is, what motivated people to become violent in that January 6th riot, Brad?
So, Andrew, I think you have to sort of look at this on a number of different levels. For example, these things sort of build a momentum, and that with President Trump's speech moments before they assaulted the Capitol, that was sort of like the crowning blow to justify their actions. So if you ask, you know, how could people, you know, from everyday life, many had no prior record, violently assault police officers, were intent on actually killing people, some of them anyway, to stop the certification of President Biden, you have to go to folks who I think have felt disillusioned, depressed, lost their job, they have economic problems in the communities they live in, they can't sell their house, and they don't like the way the government's being run, in particular by the Democrats. And so they have President Trump come on the stage, charismatic, reality TV star, outrageous, outspoken, and they love him. They love somebody that's taken on the system, and despite the fact he's saying a number of things that either are not true at all or bent in a way to his liking, they don't care about that. They care that he basically, quote-unquote, has their back. Now, it remains to be seen if that's actually true, but it doesn't matter. That's what they think. And so the idea is that the government, if it were not going to be run by President Trump, would fall apart, according to President Trump, and that their way of life, their way of thinking, their belief systems, their religion, you name it, will be drastically altered or disappear if he's not president. Now, what does that sound like? It almost has a cult-like activity connected to it as far as their belief of President Trump. And I think all of that going together is what created January 6th.
And for being such an extemporaneous speaker, President Trump indeed seems to walk a fine line, because the arguments are being made that there wasn't any direct encouragement to have protesters do anything violent, and so that seems to protect the president in this investigation.
Well, to a certain extent, I think that is correct. But if you step back, Shannon, and look at this, you know, not from a partisan perspective, from a behavioral, because that's what I do. I don't look at the politics. I look at people's actions, what they say, what they do, in words have consequences. And clearly, President Trump, you know, starting on early on when he was campaigning, talking, you know, just doing a lot of fear mongering about Muslims and Mexican immigrants, and, you know, what he wanted to do to stop them. He has simplistic answers to very complex problems. People, at least a group of people, really like that. And I will say the biggest concern is the people that are angry and feel like they're justified in taking on the government is not getting smaller, it's getting bigger. And, you know, how do you turn that ship around? That's the real thorny question.
Right. And in looking at this and viewing the testimony that's been presented, and as well as what's being found in these investigations, it seems to be various factions are looking at this through different lenses. And so what's the danger, Brad? What's the risk for our nation if we don't come to some shared truth about what happened on January 6th?
Because this division is just going to continue to get bigger. And my concern is that people that thought that January 6th was okay will be more organized, perhaps, the next time they try something. Probably not at the Capitol, but someplace else. And this, you know, the overall super sad thing about all this, Shannon, is that you know, they're fighting over issues that either don't exist or are so distorted in reality as to, you know, like if the Democrats are in power, they're going to seize their guns. Well, of course, that's not going to happen. Maybe Democrats will tinker around with some of the, you know, gun control stuff. It'll have no impact on people's ability to have their firearms. But be that what it may, it's those type of things that they just don't want to. They don't want to hear anything other than just being mad and having it one way. And they're never going to. It's, you know, life is never one way. None of us have everything the way we want them in our lives. You know, it's just the way it is. But it's, you know, I don't. Nobody has an answer as to what's going to take to tone down the rhetoric, because let's face it, the amount of disinformation and distortion is so great by social media, by, you know, streaming, you name it. It's, there's components of it sort of everywhere that people can sort of feed this belief that, you know, the current government is wrong, it's evil, it shouldn't be in charge, and that whatever means it takes, they want to put President Trump back in power.
And Brad, I mean, from that analytical point that you're coming from, is continuing to bring this up, have these, you know, periodic hearings and committees, things like that, showing this video on and on, kind of bringing it back into that political circus, is that really going to help dissuade people, or could this maybe embolden something in the future, continuing to see this, then throwing it back into that partisan, divided talking point system that you were just mentioning?
So I think most experts in this field would contend that the hearings themselves, if you're a hardcore believer, so to speak, in what the people were thinking on January 6th at the Capitol, it's really not going to change your view and may even drive you to your point that the government, you know, has quote-unquote orchestrated these hearings and that they're just getting testimony that supports their point of view. So do I think it'll have a significant impact on to sway people back to more rational thinking? The answer is no.
All right. Well, this will definitely be an interesting thing to continue to track, and I'm sure we won't be hearing the last of this. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, thank you so much, as always, for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Take care, Andrew.